Paul Offaly, you're the king of compliance. Talk to me about GDPR and estate agency.
Okay, general data protection regulations come into force on the 25th of May 2018 and replace the Data Protection Act of 1998.
I've been reading stuff on the internet and basically it is end of the world situation, Armageddon, day after tomorrow, all rolled into one.
Yep.
Is it all true or is it a load of kabunkum?
It's a load of kabunkum. It is very simple. You have got to change the way you deal with your consumers. And all this piece of legislation is doing is putting the ownership of personal data back in the hands of the consumer.
Okay. What does that mean to estate agents? Let's get down to real nitty-gritties.
Yep.
The biggest question I get asked all the time, Paul, is what about my mailing list, the big database of thousands of people that I've done business with over years?
Right. Okay. So the issue is, from the 25th of May, you will not have...
That's 2018.
2018. You will have to make sure you've got explicit consent from everybody on your mailing list before you can contact them. Which means between now and then, you need to go back to every person on your list and find out, are they happy for you to communicate to them? What do they want to be informed about? And how would they like to be informed?
So what does that look like? Is that an email saying, would you like to remain on our mailing list?
Yeah, and what would you like us to keep informed about? So do you want us to keep informed about properties coming on the market? Do you want to inform about mortgages, conveyancing, and how would you like us to inform you? Would you like to be informed by email, by text, by telephone? What's your method of communication? Record it. That's all you've got to be able to do.
You've got to write it down.
You've got to be able to demonstrate when the consumer gave you consent and how they want to be consented.
Okay, so that we get to the 25th of May, you say?
Yeah.
And we've either forgot to send the email out or the person hasn't replied back. What then?
Well, your systems aren't going to die overnight, but if you continue to contact those consumers, then you will be in breach of GDPR regulations.
Okay, does that mean we get a £17 million fine?
No, not at all. I think the ICO have been very, very clear on this. This isn't about imposing fines. It isn't about crippling businesses. It's about learning and educating teams on how personal data should be handled. So I think it's all about a very long-term journey, but firms have got to be ready for the 25th of May. You know, there is no grace period.
What do you think, Nick? What can firms then do to make this easier on themselves?
Right. First thing they need to do is brief their teams. It's absolutely vital that everybody in a branch understands what the law will be from the 25th of May. Second big thing is start going through your database.
Because agents have got lists of thousands of people.
Yeah, built up over 25, 30 years. They need to go back to all of those people.
So the bottom line is if you do not get permission after the 25th, is that list wasted?
That list is wasted because if you contact them, you will be in breach.
You what? Even if you contact them afterwards?
Afterwards.
To say, would you like...
No, you can't. You've literally, if you want to contact them to ask if you can keep in touch, that has to be completed by the 25th of May.
Really?
On the 26th of May, if you have no consent, any contact will be in breach of the legislation.
So... agents are really going to get their finger out, aren't
they? Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no point in burying your head in the sand thinking this is going to go away, it won't happen.
It's not like a 2K thing.
No, it's not Y2K, it is going to happen.
Property Descriptions Act, this is the real deal.
You know, and the ICO have been very, very clear, there is no grace period. You know, firms have had up to 2 years to plan for this. It has to be in place by the 25th of May. So I would urge any agent, make sure you are now reviewing your database.
Any other top tips that you can give the estate agents of UK out there?
I think it's making sure you've got your consent and making sure that you know who you share that data with. And if you share it with a third party, has your consumer consented for you to share it?
You've heard it here first about GDPR and estate agency with the main man himself, Mr. Paul Offaly. Thank you, Paul. You're the man. Cheers, mate.